Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I was in my taxi, but then I realized that Uber had been invented. And I called up Uber, and they said, "Why are you calling? Use the app. You're an idiot." I'm a cab guy. I mean, I know you guys are all Uber guys. I'm a cab guy. You know where it started? Major crush on Mary Lou Henner. Yep, that's where it all started for me. She joins us now. The lovely and talented Mary Lou Henner, who remembers everything. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Oh, a little sexy taxi music and your, you know, smoldery kind of voice. It sounds so cool.
Thanks for that. And do you remember the last time we talked?
Was when I was, doing it in Chicago.
Yeah, you're in Chicago. You're here in the WGN studios, and we pretended
That's
to dance
right.
with each other.
So we That's take the, right.
We take this picture. We're pretending to dance with each other, right? And I think, this is cool.
That's right. It was like, probably we put it in the universe, which is why I'm now on Dancing with the Stars. Look at that.
Look how it all worked out.
It started with you.
But we're pretending to dance, and I think, how cool is this picture? We get the picture back? No, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown-ass man. And I look at that picture, I got a little nervous little pit stain on my left arm. I had that photoshopped, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but you can have that. Yeah, exactly. You can have that photoshopped.
Ugh, this is what happens. You get Mary Lou Henner around you, you sweat like you're in high school.
Well, you get giddy all every time you talk to her.
Yeah, we love you. Congratulations on Dancing with the Stars. Was that a tough decision?
No. Are you kidding me? I've been wanting to do the show for so long. I've been following everybody on Twitter, and I would come to some of the shows and, you know, have my agent call and say, you know, are you interested in Mary Lou and all this? I mean, they were either going to ask me to do the show or there was going to be a restraining order, you know. So I'm glad they asked me to do the show.
Do you have an advantage because of your history as a dancer and a live theater performer and things like that?
Well, it's been a long time since I've danced on stage, like 19 years, or 18 years, and haven't taken a dance class since that time as well. And, you know, also having taken dancing in a little neighborhood dancing school growing up or taking a class to get in shape to do a show is very different from doing the Argentine tango and the waltz
right.
and the paso doble and all those other things. I have never, ever done ballroom, and as a result, it's a completely different set of muscles, and if anything, where your instincts think they want to go, you better not let them, because they're completely different. It's a completely different stance, everything. Oh, no, it's funny. It's funny that I'm talking to you guys today, because this morning I've had five rehearsals so far, and they don't let you rehearse too much in the beginning, because they know people are going to do too much,
right.
And that's really good for somebody like me, because I'm definitely from the school of, if you can't do... I mean, no, why do when you can overdo?
Okay, you know okay, I mean? Right. So once you commit to it, you're going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but this morning I woke up and I went, oh, yeah, I'm using muscles I haven't used in a while.
But that's a great feeling. That's a great feeling when you wake up in the morning and you feel sore in places you haven't been sore in a while because you know you did something good for you.
Yeah, and it's not always exercise, you know.
I do, I know. I was setting you up.
I know, babe. I got that sitcom training. I got it.
Now, we have one professional dancer on this show, and it's Mary Vandeveld, who is...
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're just modest. Say hi to your friend Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi.
How are you? I am so excited for you. And, you know, you can dance at any age. You can do this at any age. How do you feel about dancing with Derek? Aren't you dancing with Derek?
Please. Yes. And the thing is that, you know, they set this thing up where, well, your partner's going to come to your house and you're going to meet your partner. He was not even on my radar screen because he was out of last year's competition.
Right,
I didn't know he was back. And he's doing Hairspray and everything else. So all of a sudden, you know, the door opens and it's Derek. I scream. I start to cry. And then all of a sudden there's that split second of, oh my gosh, did I just superimpose Derek Hough's face on somebody else's and someone else is standing there? You know what I mean? Like in my wish. And
it turned out it was Vic Tayback from Alice. It was so weird.
It was pretty crazy. And I could not be more thrilled and humbled by an experience. Believe me, whatever advantage people might think I have from having had some, you know, looking like the person in the middle where all the good dancers dance around, you know, in like a Broadway show.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever advantage people think I have, I'm opposite Lori Hernandez, you know.
That kid should be great.
Yeah, but if you ask me, you have the best choreographer. So,
oh, my gosh, by far.
Yes.
By far. Did you see all the pictures? That Derek completely directed that picture. He said, okay, no, hold your arm down. No, not that one. No, do this, you know, point your toe, do this. I mean, our picture looks great, and I'm so thrilled because how often do you get a good picture of anything?
Well, as competitive as you are, have you handicapped the field other than Lori?
No, because I haven't met anybody. I've met only a couple people. Maureen McCormick, I know.
Yeah.
I already knew her, and she, you know, she was on Broadway as well, and she's Marsha, of course, and adorable and so nice. And I met Babyface the other day, and I met Amber Rose.
Baby
but that's
face.
It. I haven't
Baby
met anyone
face.
Else.
Jay, give me a little whip appeal before we're done here. Babyface, so good. And you said you've had three rehearsals. When's the premiere?
Five rehearsals. The premiere is September 12th, which is also the day Taxi wow. premiered many years ago.
Well, that's good. That's
yeah,
very cool.
Good
that's
time.
Good. Kind of
very good
karma. Speaking of plugs, by the way, in Lawfully Yours, with Chelsea Crisp that you guys love from Fresh Off the Boat on a DVD and digital, what, next week, right?
Yeah, September 6th. This movie is so aptly titled because when I tell you the plot, you're going to go, what? But it's a perfect title for it. So here's the story.
Okay.
I play a woman whose husband has an accident at the beginning of the movie. He goes into a coma and he passes away, and it's very sad. My prodigal son comes home. He's this big New York guy. He comes home. He and his wife are having trouble. It's played by Chelsea Crisp. They're having trouble. He's been cheating on her. She's going to help me pack up my house. I'm devastated that I have to leave. But she kind of falls in love with the local preacher that I helped facilitate because he used to be married to my daughter who passed away. And he's my ex-son. He's my son-in-law. And they end up getting together because my son is that much of a jerk.
So love and death bring joy and happiness and hilarity.
Exactly. And you got to hear this part of the story. So we know we're going to be shooting in my house, you know, my house of 30 years. So I called them. I said, does set dressing need photographs? I mean, I have pictures of them. Maybe we could put some kid pictures of me with the little boys and, you know, all kinds of pictures. And they said, oh, yes. And do you have any wedding pictures? And I said, oh, well, you're in luck because I've had three husbands. So I will send you wedding pictures.
So pick your wedding.
I send them three sets of wedding pictures. And they said, oh, your third husband, he looks like the character that we've had in mind for the father. And would he come down to Virginia Beach where we were shooting? Would he come down and take pictures with everybody so we can have like family pictures all over the house? You know, take pictures with your son,
uh-huh,
with
uh-huh,
your...
Uh-huh.
And so they said, but he has to come back 2 weeks later and be in a coma for the coma scenes. So my husband is a publisher, has never been in show business before. He's totally game. He grows a beard out so he looks like he's in a coma. Comes down, shoots for a day in a hospital gown, in a hospital bed, falls asleep during so many of the takes.
Sure.
Once in a while, there's like a shudder or a snoring, and it's like, right. Michael, wake
right.
up.
Right.
Ruins
right.
a take. And it's also Super Bowl Sunday. So he kept thinking like, oh, you know.
Right,
he
right.
found out show business is not glamorous. That's
and,
for sure.
And has he gone completely diva since then? He's
No. But he tells people that he's in the movie, too, even though he was kind of whittled down to just one shot.
I'm familiar with that move. And Lawfully Yours, it's out on DVD and digital on the 6th. The premiere of Dancing with the Stars is, did you say the 5th or the 12th?
No, the 12th.
The 12th. Well, you got a busy time coming.
Oh, yeah. It's got so much going on. It's been great. Oh, no, I've got another feature coming out in October and two Hallmark movies on in October. So
excellent.
Lots going on. I'm glad I'm just doing this in turn. I'm glad all the things that I'm promoting have already been shot because when you're doing Dancing with the Stars, you really don't want to be doing anything else.
I would guess.
You
know? Mary Lou, what's the hardest dance so far? I know it's early, but...
Oh, well, I'm not even at dances yet. I'm not even
you're
at
not
dances.
Even practicing
I'm just
yet.
Basic... I'm just at basic hold patterns and steps, and this is where your body, your rib cage should be during
my space, your space.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy! It's crazy. You can see why everybody's body changes so much.
And it's got to be harder to be the girl, right? It's the old Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers thing. Yeah. I did everything he did, and I did it backwards and heels.
Yeah, it's like you're the picture, he's the frame. So you know, you better be a pretty good picture because it's very obvious when you're sloppy.
But it's Derek, you know? So his space can be your space, I think.
Yeah, but he's amazing. He's just amazing.
That's between Mary Lou and Derek.
He's so specific and so great. It's like I keep saying that he talks to every cell. You know, he's just, it's like, he just knows how to get the right, you know, the right movement from you. And he's so good. I did compare him a couple times to the, you know, the band lead, the what you call, you know, the teacher in Whiplash.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Stop.
So does he become less hot and more annoying when he's Mr. Stop guy, or it's just part of what
he's got to do?
No,
he's much hotter and much more. He's phenomenal, and he's a little haughty, and we have so much fun, and we laugh constantly, and we have a lot of energy. We have very similar energies. In fact, he wants to call our team name Henergy, because our names both begin with H.
That's good.
And so, yeah, it's a good name. It's a good name.
You know, here's the thing. The best job in show business, Tom Bergeron. He just shows up
my gosh, right? He's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, he just comes out. He's Mr. Charming, Mr. Funny Boy, and
he's got access to all of his brain cells, and he's totally in present time all the time.
Yeah.
He's off the cuff. He's incredible.
And he also wanders into the dressing rooms of all the. Oh, you didn't hear that part. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, great talking to you. Congratulations on all of it, Mary Vandeveld. You're picking Mary Lou Henner, right?
I am. I definitely am.
So
just keep the
thank
Advil
you so
handy.
Much.
You'll be fine.
All right, and we'll take care.
I know.
Advil.
Yes. The Advil. Yeah, the Advil.
You know, I was told by a doctor that Advil is so effective that it tricks your body into thinking that there's no trauma there.
Oh.
So it doesn't send all the like little helper cells to the area. He said, don't take Advil because if you are in pain, it'll just, you know, your body won't heal as much. I mean, maybe that's a bad thing to say. I mean, that's why it's so effective.
That's why it works. Yeah,
that's why it works. No, the dancers on Broadway, people literally used to take like handfuls and like knock them back
not
and
good.
Get on stage.
Not good.
Know?
Not good. Something between Advil and leeches.
Yeah.
Would really be the way to go.
I have tried cupping. I tried cupping in the 70s, not, you know, way ahead of the other
Michael
people
Phelps and everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I know how much you love Chicago. We'll take care of your town, but next time you're in, come see us.
Oh, I definitely will. We'll take another dancing picture, and I'll be better this time.
Yeah, and I'll stop sweating. It's Mary Lou Henner. Mary Lou Henner.
That's awesome.
So Vandeveld, you think, huh? You're the dance expert on the show.
Well, I didn't realize, you know, she's had so much dance experience, and we need someone, you know, I'm not saying she's old, because she's not. I mean, she's,
Wait. Okay, she just hung up.
Yeah, yeah,
but she's good.
Hey, you know what? I'm close to her age, so she's 64. More power to her. I think she's going to be awesome because she's got the choreography, she's got the background, and just hope her body holds up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what it is.
That's why I don't do it. 9:24, we're back with more of the Steve Cochran Show, and Steve Dale's going to bring a puppy in here shortly on 720 WGN.